hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show! Hello. Hi. Guys, we're live. It's probably time you should start speaking.
How do?
Well, thanks for joining us. It's the Gamer Show. We're back. We're now live. We're live with the brand new British Tech Network stream. We're only a couple of seconds behind you. Guys, you're on air just now, so...
What? Feed and cheers, generally.
Force-fed.
We're not eating biscuits tonight. It's actually chocolate
every orifice.
Yeah.
It's been Easter.
That's true, actually. I forgot about that.
Apart from Paul, who devoured his within 15 seconds.
To be fair,
the rest
I only
of
had
us
one
have
egg.
Excess. Of chocolate.
Devoured would mean he chewed, inhaled it.
I don't swallow. I just absorb it through my pores.
Not what the tramps say.
I was going to say, that's not my experience of it, but fair enough.
I absorb it through my pores. Anyway, we're here. It's been a few weeks, a couple of weeks, and we have actually got some folk together tonight to try and actually do some Grand Theft Auto heists, you'd be pleased to know. So we tried our best a couple of weeks ago. So those of you who were looking for the video feed and stuff, to be honest, nothing really happened. We just kind of wandered about and stuff.
We had a heist at the end, but...
We did get a heist at the end, but...
I'd just like to say, if anyone ever wants to play with us online, then send us your gamer tag, and cheers, we'll troll you for the rest of your entire natural life.
Yep.
So we've actually got some guys together tonight, guys that used to have been on the show before. So we've got Russell, my brother, Steve Robertson, who has been on shows before. He was in the Bash this year, I think, just, and he was in the E3 special a couple of years ago, and Scott, who has been on the Bash, the Christmas Bash, a couple of times now. I don't think he's actually been in a proper show. I don't think I've ever had Scott on the show.
Yeah, he was on one of the Christmas quizzes.
Oh yeah, yeah, sorry, the Christmas Bash. Yeah, that's true.
It's not a proper show.
True. Okay, so we've got them together, and so Sam and Chiz, and I'm just going to switch to my brand new angle so that you can watch me and Sam and Chiz all... Oh, crap, it's looking a bit funky because Chiz is kind of knocked off the side of the screen. I'm just going to move the camera a little bit so that we can get... There we go. No, you were fine, Sam. It was Chiz that was kind of hanging off the side of the screen. So we're just loading up Grand Theft Auto just now so that we can actually play that... during the course of the show. And as always, as you would expect, we're still going to do all the normal stuff as well. So, we've had no correspondence.
I'm just quick, this happens all the time because it does literally happen all the time.
I'm going to have to move the camera back when I move back to this angle. That's a bit rubbish. I've just realised you can see the camera on screen here. That's a little unprofessional. One. You can actually see that there. That's
oh my cool. Gosh!
Yes.
That was so unprofessional.
It's
in comparison
after,
to
after years of keeping it totally professional and high standards, we've let slip.
So,
you're lucky we're even dressed.
I know. Did you guys see any of the April Fool stuff that came out from Microsoft and Sony, Google as well? No? Did you see Sony's underwater gaming goggles?
Yeah, I saw that.
I actually thought that was a good thing.
You wouldn't buy it, wouldn't you?
PlayStation really leads the way with innovative ideas and technology.
It really is a bit
loud,
actually. I can bring that down. There we go. Sorry.
I like how you sort the sound levels and chat signals when we're doing the podcast.
I like how it's called P-Wet.
P-Wet. Yeah, that is quite cool. Hang on, I'm just going to pause that, actually. Because are you guys actually going in a heist yet?
I will need to find...
I don't know. And no selfies. A place
that's magic. You don't know how Grand Theft Auto works? The power to change a lot of things. We have you not got Grand Theft Auto?
With a guitar solo.
I've got it on the 360. But I played about an hour of it. Because I was out in the middle of nowhere and I had no internet.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I only bought it for the social aspect. And then the Xbox One came along, and you all left me anyway.
Yeah.
It's a bit like...
It was pretty good of us,
real life.
Yeah, it was good of us.
It means we're better than you.
I've just fixed the camera angle, so now Chiz and Sam are both in that view, which is quite cool. And for some strange reason, as you would expect, the video screen isn't actually working. It's doing something really, really strange. So I'm going to go back to this view while I try and fix this. But yeah, so the Sony Underwater Gaming Goggles. So basically what this was is on April 1st, which is April Fool's Day in the UK, for those of you that are not in the UK, or possibly America, and maybe France. I don't know. Does France do April Fool's?
I don't know.
Let's name all the countries that does do it, and then all the ones that don't, shall we?
America definitely does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Sony did the underwater gaming goggles, which was essentially sort of augmented reality swimming goggles, so you could play games underwater. I actually really liked that. I thought that was quite cool, actually.
But, it's just something that popped into my head. Mm-hmm. Now, like, Americans go like April 4th rather than 4th, kind of, sometimes.
Okay.
Do they just say April 1?
I think they probably
do. Actually say first?
I have no idea. If you are an American and you can answer that question for Sam, please write in. I don't know what either of your addresses are.
You've had too much chocolate.
That was going to be really funny because I was going to give out one of your addresses in the air, but I can't actually remember either of your addresses off the top of my head.
Which one of Paul's cars shall I sell? He doesn't actually have many.
I only have three.
Ah, this is his favourite one.
It is my favourite.
Let's take this
send
and
it to Funky Sexy Monkey Boy.
Steve, if you're listening, go and set up the house and invite us in.
Yeah, because we, for obvious reasons, as you will have guessed by watching this show up tonight, I haven't actually got myself up to any kind of decent live in the field to operate the heist. So, yeah. I'll just show the underwater PlayStation film. Actually, that's my oh, I have to repair it almost at the beginning of every single session.
Island. Oh, someone clearly had a proximity mine at the mod shop waiting for us. Sky crazy, apparently. Are we actually playing the April Fool's thing?
Yeah, I'm just playing it while you guys get the space set up.
Alright. Right. We've created a new frontier for gameplay. We're taking gaming out of the living room and into the swimming. You play it. Take Steve.
Here we go.
To tell them to sort it out.
So you see here they've got goggles on and some sort of weird bicep thing as well. It's kind of odd. Sends real-time
updates to your PS4. So it can detect what your arm's doing when you're swimming.
There you go. Yeah. And it's going to stream directly in there.
Oh, Jesus. Then
head to your nearest swimming pool. He has to be here, he records it. Right back into the action. Well, put kissing in the text, there's two of you.
Oh, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. I thought it was a cool idea. If you could actually kind of go...
That's a random dude there. Oh. Clever llama.
Have you done?
I don't know. He's just going to nick this car.
Have you managed to set up a heist yet? The whole point in us doing this tonight was...
We have to wait for Steve to set it up because he's hosting it.
Okay. Google also allowed you to play Pac-Man in your local neighbourhood. Did either of you try that?
Yep, had a quick shot.
I couldn't get to work because around here there's like three roads or something. So I moved it to somewhere else.
There's certain curved roads kind of messed up, but the controls were a bit wonky, but you know.
What was that handsome black man there? Did we just nip into your videos?
What? Hey, I
sourced the new colour of yarn! No. That's the PlayStation gag. Right. It's what other April Fools was there, Paul?
Minecraft also announced a new version of Survivor called Existence.
Right bumper.
Where creepers no longer attack and animals spawn hearts. And Ubisoft's Montpellier Studios announced via Twitter a new mosquito repellent from Rayman.
That'll be random people again, shall we?
I love it when that happens.
Do you want me to set up a party? Do you want to set up a party so we don't hear them?
No.
Well, we'll join us shortly anyway. Hope Steve gets his finger out.
Also, you are Scottish.
So, where's my car gone? I've just realised. I'm
kind
of in the corner.
It was blown up.
I'm in the corner of my eye. I'm noticing a red car driving, but I just realised it's not actually my car.
A random dude blew it up. But it's all right. He'll pay for it. Oh, here we go. Just invite from Steve.
Here we go. Right, okay, so we're actually going now. You know what's funny, actually, as well? You know that we were writing the show notes earlier on, Chiz? I had a bunch of tabs open in my computer, and it was quite different to the things that you put in the show notes. The only thing that was the same was stick shift.
All right.
So there you go. We obviously have weird tastes.
Yeah.
So basically, stick shift is this game where... it's described as short auto-erotica night-driving game about bringing your car to climax.
In other words,
it's the Ed Marshall simulator.
Yeah, the Ed Marshall simulator, exactly. That's just for you, Ed.
Paul's got a private show for you later.
It's a chap named Robert Lang, and basically the idea is, it's exactly as it says in the tin, it's a game that you have sex with your car. I mean, that's essentially it. I mean, it's got a whole bunch of other stuff. So there's a whole kind of political message underneath it. And to quote Eurogamer, 52% of players will get their car to climax in a puddle of splooge empty from the exhaust pipe, while 48% will get stuck by the cops. This is a reference to the 2013 survey from the Williams Institute, in which 48% of LGBT folk said they had been mistreated by cops. In stick shift players have no agency in whether they get stopped or not, just as real people can simply be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Two teams while having sex. Apparently, that's from Eurogamer. Stick shift is free to play. If you head on over to Radioterang, .itch.io/stick-shift, so that's radiaterang.itch.io/stick-shift.
Coordinate an evac and meet my contact with the file. Are we
stick-shift? And that will allow you to get into play that game, if you want, I guess. Sam, you didn't really have too much interest in that game either.
Because I was never here.
Stick shift. Are you paying any attention?
No, I'm rewatching the thing.
Are we still talking about stick shift?
Yes.
We spent far too long.
Okay, you put it in the show notes.
I know, but I didn't mean we talked about it for half an hour.
Yeah. The thing.
Right. What job is Steve
I heard stuff about LGBT people being victimised and stuff, and that is a bad thing. So, yes, I support that.
Sam,
but mainly, I watched the video and it creeped me the hell out.
Yeah, so. Actually, I'm going to play the video.
It's not very pleasant.
I'll just put the
it really weirded me out.
I'll put the video up here so we can have a watch while we're.
I don't like his face.
He has got a little bit of a weird face going on there.
Look at him. He looks like he's kind of stoned. And
he blinks too slowly, actually.
Creepily horny at the same time.
He actually looks a little bit like Keith Carr, doesn't he?
He does!
I was going to say, he sure it's a guy that we all know. Not a camera inside Gav's taxi.
Right, notice on the right-hand side of the screen.
Yeah. For anybody under the age of 18 watching this, I don't think it actually does anything. We just get... I didn't actually watch it all the way through.
Whoa, what was that? What was that expression?
He enjoys changing gear.
Yeah.
He spends a long time in each gear as well.
I'm going to put the... No, there isn't actually anything happening. He could crash. Having his eyes shut that long, he could crash. That's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, do you see the lights there? Yeah. That was a bit crazy. And also, who has car keys like that anymore? Maybe folk in America still have car keys like that.
Yeah, that's what we should be focusing on.
Poor little future people.
Have we got a heist set up yet so we can get off this?
Yep,
yeah, we're just waiting for it.
Pardon the pun.
Wait, I want to see what happens.
Okay, we'll wait. What gear is he in just now? Fourth gear. He's going to go in the yellow bit, so he's going to go into fourth gear because you can see in the speedo he's about to go into fourth gear. Here we go.
It really milks
it, doesn't
it?
No, he's got it in fifth gear
straight
here.
Straight into fifth. Oh, he hated it.
I stalled. He's had to put his hazards on. He just moves so slowly. And is that it? Yeah. Apparently. Okay. So did you enjoy that, Sam? Did you enjoy that?
Not particularly. Look, there's a heist happening.
Ah, we finally got the heist going. Ooh, you could make me 108,000 here. I'm not happy with that.
Yeah, that's not likely, though, is it?
What heist is this you're doing?
It's Humane Labs.
So this is the final heist?
It's one of the... It's a heist finale of one of the heists. It's not the final heist.
When else is going to?
I need to change controls because you can...
Yeah, I know. I had
the normal.
Yep. Just jump in this car here.
Whose car is that? That's not one of mine.
It's Russell's. Your car's blown up. And your phone machine is
is Russell in that car?
Our job is we're the gunner. Russell's going to be a pilot of a helicopter, and we basically have to shoot down enemies. Well,
that's going to end up in disaster.
Well, there's a ground team consisting of Steve and Scott who have to go inside the Humane Lab.
Excuse me.
Ironically, Russell isn't actually that good at flying in the Grand Theft Auto, is he?
No, he's alright.
He can last in one of the flying adventures that we've been
on. Is he as good as I am? I did some pretty amazing maneuvers.
I would say, everybody I've seen flying this game, the one guy who consistently seems to balls it up, especially in missions, is Cameron.
Ah, right.
Which most times he's competent, but as soon as it comes to actual heists, he seems to find new ways to balls up.
So Cameron, that was, we had Cameron was one of the teams. But he wasn't actually on camera, was he? He was one of the teams that, Rainbow Six Siege as well. We had a look at that at E3. You put that in the show notes today, Chiz.
Yeah, they've basically announced that there's it's shown up with Alpha, like the post-Alpha at the moment. There's going to be a beta going on if you pre-order the game.
Still no announcement on when it's coming out, though.
It's later this year at some point now.
You said 2015.
Yeah. And Ed Marshall has kindly sent me his beta code because he didn't have time to play.
Thank you very much.
I shall give that a shot.
Russell is an awful driver.
Once it's announced, he is truly terrible.
Well, when we announce when it is, it might actually be quite good to get on the show. Mm. We'll actually do one of these and see if we can get on the
beta. Hopefully, it lasts. Beta might just last a few days or a week, so hopefully we'll have
to time it. But in case you've forgotten or anything like that, I'll just pop the... because all that appears to be happening just now is that they're driving along, so I'll just stick the E3 video of Rainbow Six on while they're driving along. So you can actually see it here. Basically, the idea behind this game was it uses a new engine from Ubisoft Montreal, called the Real Blast Engine, and basically what you can do is the roof, the walls, anything like that, you can breach them with different levels of guns and all sorts of other stuff. So basically it's sort of a horde, if you're familiar with that kind of gameplay. You've got a team that's on the inside of a building.
Suck my dick.
Nobody can see what you're doing. Nobody can see.
Oh, what? I had a gun to Sam's head.
And then you one team kind of barricades the house, so you can see in the video here the barricade and it with all sorts of different things around the house, and the other team have to breach the house basically and get a hostage out or kill whoever's in it.
Yep.
It looks pretty damn cool.
Russell's monumentally messing this up live.
Luckily the camera wasn't actually on him at the time. So.
It's terrible.
It's not the best of it. We've yet to actually find the skills.
Is that a bloke driving past the
top? Yep.
Unfortunately, he can't actually comment because they'll all be in a close chat and can't actually comment.
Yep, so we can talk, say what we want about Russell. What have you always wanted to say to the world about Russell?
I generally just say it.
I love Russell's swimming face.
I have heard there's not a single hair on his body.
No.
Oh, that was a good one.
He's amazingly bad. Every car.
It's why I think he bought this car. It's like a wedge. So he doesn't have to avoid cars. He just try. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, there's back. It's back. We lost picture for a second. Oh, yep. Who needs roads? Let's go down the cliff. There we go.
Oh, dear.
Right,
he must
there.
Spend a lot on having that repaired all the time.
There.
Is Russell's bad at flying?
Yeah. In real life, it's a miracle when you get to the apartment.
Chiz, have you managed to get a hold of the new Halo Online stuff, the Russian side-facing minigun? I know it's been released into the world.
Well, no, it's it's supposed to be closed off just in Russia, but
well, it's supposed to be closed off to Russia, so
yeah, yeah. But its modders have apparently freed up to everyone and removed all the microtransactions from it.
Supposedly, yeah. Microsoft's not too happy about it for obvious reasons.
No. It all depends what the microtransactions are. Like, if they are kind of like pay to win, then that's rubbish.
But
if they're just gear and stuff like that, then fair enough to win. Then only the morons who are willing to pay that stuff are going to pay for that. But if it is like pay to win nonsense, then it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's yet actually a launch as a closed beta in Russia. But an internal build found its way onto the internet, and a modder known by Woovy spoke to Torrent Freak. And when did Torrent Freak become like a news archive?
I don't know.
I always thought it was just a place to get dodgy movies, but there you go. Microsoft is probably quite bothered. So this is a quote from Wookie. Or Woovie, sorry, W-O-O-V-I-E. Microsoft is probably quite bothered by what we've done already, as these files were leaked. We obtained the files from a user on 4chan's V-board. From there, user Emoose, E-M-O-O-S-E, proceeded to create a hack that would allow the client to load the files and thus get in-game. The files we have are definitely an early alpha, internal alpha, as are lots of leftover code from other APIs. Why was this Russia only? Did they ever actually go into any detail on
it? It's basically Halo 3 with a few other maps, so it's not like we're about, actually, I don't think the rest of the world's missing out on anything, to be honest, because we've got Halo everywhere. So I'm not entirely sure what the point is, but it's more of a test run for an idea, maybe.
Is that reach program to Russia?
Yeah. Reach program to Russia, really?
I think things are kicking off in the heist now. I'm playing Man and a Gun while I watch...
Oh, you're the gunner. Russell's shooting, and we've got Steve.
I'm the gunner. Russell's not shooting.
Sorry, Russell's flying. Yeah, of course I am. And we've got Steve and Scott.
Runs in the family, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We've got Steve and Scott parachuting down.
There we go.
So I tried to do this heist the other night, and I ended up destroying the helicopter. I was piloting the helicopter.
Oh, was this heist that you joined randomly?
Yeah, the other night, yeah. But I was the pilot. Switch to night vision. I really struggled to keep the helicopter steady, which possibly was no problem. There's not actually any enemies in the map.
I pressed B there, if the B do something bad.
Did B blow it up? Did you drop sticky bombs?
No, nothing happened there. Oh well, I'm still going.
Yeah. You'll be happy about this. Deuce X.
Yes.
Mankind Divided has been announced.
Yep. Who are you speaking to when you say
Cheers. He likes the damn Deuce X games.
So does everyone, they're awesome games.
You know, I've never played any of them.
The new one just didn't bring me in, I never completed it.
Oh no, I think I played the first one actually. But I never really got engaged with it. I like the idea behind it, because that was supposed to be kind of the idea of pulling radiators off the wall and using that as a...
Are you talking about the very original?
Yeah, the very, very original. And then, I have to admit, I'm not really doing that first of all, but I know Chiz thinks it's Chiz, you're a fan of this. It actually got leaked earlier on this week, or earlier last week, but Game Informer officially have the announcement. It doesn't have a release date yet, but it's PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC. The game will be set in 2029, 2 years after the events of Human Revolution. Adam Jensen returns and joins forces with the Interpol-funded task force, aiming to hunt down and capture augmented terrorists in a world that hates and fears transhumans. Jensen now has a suite of augmentations that allow him to clearly navigate stealth combat and social interactions, and how Jensen chooses to solve every problem.
I'm gonna go back and play that.
I've not announced a release date, which is quite the right thing to do. They do release date, just say a year, then once they've got nailed down, announce the month it's coming out, because it'll be delayed whenever they say it anyway.
It was an accidental leak, wasn't it?
It was, and then I think it kind of forced their hand, and then they did the scoop to Game Informer.
Where the hell is this?
So it looks like it's
on your
life. Just, yeah, just
it's up above.
Oh, there you go. So basically what's happening here is so Chiz and Russell are in the helicopter.
It's actually quite tricky because I'd probably need to communicate with Russell and tell him where to turn it. We probably went for the worst possible thing here, but
he should. Hopefully he's listening on the live stream, so you should be able to talk to him. And there's a bit of a thing that I have to leave.
At least it's not 5 minutes.
Yeah, this would be almost impossible if it was 5 minutes. See, I have to say, when I played it, at no point did we not have red dots on it. So you know how, like, you've kind of removed all the red dots and you're waiting for the next wave to come?
He shot them. So that's what you need to do.
I wasn't.
Well, as the pilot, you just died by me.
You know what? Russell is holding this helicopter significantly leveler than I ever was. So what actually is the plot of this heist? Because we were busy doing other things while you were sending me stuff.
Come to your mind, but you actually steal book. It's at the moment Steve and Scott have swam inside. They're now working their way through killing guards and all the witnesses and civilians. And they have to steal something. I think it might be like that.
They got the data and they're on the way out.
Stealing something. And we're keeping security busy on the outside until they swim their way back out.
And then do you go and pick them up in the ocean?
No, they swim out. They don't swim in naturally. They have to go. They went through a door, which these guys are now running towards. We have to kill them basically, and then they'll escape the sewers.
There is actually a mission in Grand Theft Auto that you have to do a very similar thing to this, isn't it? I don't think you can get the helicopter in, but you certainly have to go into this laboratory.
You have to steal like a nerve agent. It might be just the same thing over here, but I'm not sure.
Angry Joe is now even angrier at Nintendo. Have you guys heard of Angry Joe before?
I've heard of him, but I've not read it. It's not my... But it is a bit rubbish how Nintendo seem to be not very supportive of it.
Yeah, so basically what happened to you is Angry Joe's a YouTube personality, he has his own channel on YouTube, he's got 2 million subscribers, and he's tallied up somewhere in the region of 300 million plus total views. He's a bit of a big deal in the whole Twitterverse. In the whole YouTube-verse. He did a lot of Nintendo content. He wasn't entirely Nintendo, but he did a lot of that kind of stuff. He did reviews of other things as well. He reckons he's racked up over $900 worth of kit that he's bought, including reviews, controllers, and games, things like that. And basically, Nintendo... I've sent him a sort of a copyright notice, basically, on YouTube for his recent video about Mario Party 10. Now, the interesting thing about this is that Nintendo actually... We reported this on the show before, but Nintendo said that they were going to start sharing advertising revenue with YouTubers for videos containing Nintendo content, but what we didn't realise... What we didn't realise at the time...
You go higher, Russell.
He's just had to fly in. What we didn't realise at the time was there was a set list of games that Nintendo was willing to do that with. So, for example, I don't actually know if this is one of the games in it. So, for example, if you were going to do a review on Mario Bros. U or Mario Kart 8 or something like that, you'd actually be okay. You could do a revenue share with Nintendo through YouTube and everyone would be happy. Sure, you're not getting as much of a cut as you used to be, but... But it turns out that there's actually a list of games, and one of those games that are not on that list is Mario Party 10. Basically what's happened is Nintendo has said that this guy, Angry Joe, is not allowed to show his video for Mario Party 10. Just seems
a little bit silly.
It really does. You've got these guys out here who are not asking for anything. Like us, for example. We're sitting here showing Grand Theft Auto, we're advertising the game.
Free publicity.
But for some reason...
Although, at the same time, we're supposed to be slacking.
We could.
Yeah, but you put something out there... Like a film. You've got to take the rough with the smooth. You can't just go, no, I don't like it. You put it out in the public domain, you should expect to get a certain amount of... I just said I don't particularly like Angry Joe's stuff. That's
exactly.
My opinion. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's not my cup of tea.
Seeing that it's PewDiePie guy, I find really annoying, but it's the most listened or the highest viewers of anything else on the on YouTube, you can like music videos for more. It's more viewers on bloody piano.
You're not gonna appeal to everyone. It's just not gonna ever happen. But
yeah. So basically, this angry Joe has decided that he's not going to be doing any more Nintendo reviews or anything like that. I mean, it's a shame, but I can kind of see where this chap's coming from.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And what, they've just lost 2 million people looking at their stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, the ground team seem to have completed their mission. Now they have to wait for their flare and go and pick them up.
So it kind of feels like what might have been a better thing to view here was if we'd actually had one of the ground.
Quite possibly, but Steve gave us the gunner. Yeah.
So thanks, Steve. but you kind of got an idea of what was going on there. So we're waiting for a signal flare.
This is where one of the heists where everyone's kind of doing their own little job or whatnot. Well, you've got two people on the ground team doing the same thing, and we've got a pilot and a gunner. But there's a couple heists which are a bit let down when you're all kind of doing the same thing. It's better when you've all got that individual job. For example, it's a prison break's probably one of the best because you've got a guy who has to go and intercept the real prison bus and blow it up and get inside a Buzzard helicopter and defend the guy who's flying the plane that has to pick people up. There's a flare, I think. There they are. Attempting to kill them and end the whole mission here. right at the death. And there's Scott. Sort of high cobble explosive right into the NAD bag.
Shoot right next to him.
He's still alive. Huh?
That was another swear.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Catch him. So I suspect they'll all be getting in now.
Okay, so they're now getting the helicopter.
Hanging around pointing guns at
them. Oh, they're shooting flares at us.
Oh, that's a bit true. Right, so what happens next? What's expected next?
Once Scott gets his carcass in, we'll fly away somewhere.
Stuff's coming after us.
Yeah, so I'll get back on my gun.
Stuff.
Okay, so those guys are just sitting inside the plane now, and you've just now got to take out the helicopters that come to watch them.
Yeah,
you kind of help me feel that we possibly should have had a more interesting place.
No, I don't know. Quite enjoyed this.
Well, to be honest, Paul, this is what we had set up, because you have to do the setup missions. Like, it was either that or spend time doing setup missions for another heist. So, let's give Steve a bit.
So, Sam, what have you been playing this last couple of weeks?
On Master Chisholm's thoughts or recommendation, because I heard it was good, I've been playing Brothers of Eternity.
I never heard of that, so.
It is a Baldur's Gate-esque RPG. It's a fantastic game.
Obsidian, isn't it?
Yep.
It's Kickstarter.
Yeah, it was. I totally missed it. And I quite like Kickstarter games. Really good to waste them. Similar kind of thing, actually. RPG, although that is set in a dystopian future. Whereas this is set in a fantasy world. I would highly recommend it, actually, if you liked Baldur's Gate and things like that. It's really good. Story's quite interesting. The characters are pretty decent, and there's quite a wide range of different character types you can go for. I can't remember all of them. But
you'll be your classic.
Yeah, but there's also some new ones. So there's like a bloke who. It's like a cross between a druid and a bard, so he kind of wanders around. It's called a chanter, just chanting songs that give kind of bonuses to people around him. I can't remember the name of the other guy, but it's almost like a kind of battle mage type thing, so he's fighty, but he also does a bit of magic at the same time. It's nails, it's rock hard, I'm playing it on easy, and I keep dying. Which is really good. It's nice to go back to something that's really tough. There's probably going to be loads of people writing in now going, well, as I played it, and it was, I thought it was really simple. Sam's a moron. Yes, I am a moron. We've established that many times over.
I'm
get over
pretty
it.
Sure we need that disclaimer in front of every podcast.
Yeah. Sam is a moron. Yeah, really good fun. All right graphics for that kind of thing.
Yeah, it looks quite nice, actually.
Stories, very interesting. Plenty of loot. What I quite liked is that fairly early on, you kind of take over a little castle, like a keep, and it's all knackered up, and you kind of spend some of your money on building back up, and fixing the ramparts, the walls, the gates, and yeah, really quite good.
Yeah, CD keys are actually quite good. I use CD keys in GTA generally for gaming purchases.
Let's not talk about them anymore.
Yeah. Give us
stuff.
Give us stuff.
Yeah. But really good game. There was two different versions of it. There's kind of a basic version.
Well, a second stab at the land in there. It's been kind of bouncy.
That's where he's driving. Yeah. I'm not surprised. Yeah, there was two kind of versions to the game. One, like an ultimate kind of version, and one a basic kind of version. I'm not sure what
you
get extra in the ultimate. Maybe it's extra content and stuff.
I guess there really is no accounting for stupidity.
Yeah, really worth, it, I would say, if you're into that kind of stuff.
Oh, coincidentally, talking about CD keys, so I mentioned G2A. I've been playing Shadow of Mordor this last couple of weeks.
And for God's sake, I hope you're professional.
Really enjoying it. Really, really enjoying it. I'm getting to a point where I'm kind of feeling it's just a smidge samey at the moment.
I enjoyed it, but I got fed up of it quite quickly.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that it doesn't stay like that. I'm not sure if I'm... I mean, I've been playing it for... I think I must be about 4 or 5 hours into it. So there's a reasonable chance that I'm just not where... not at that point, but... I was really sold into the idea, and I think you guys talked about it on the show as well. This idea that you can do, you could get some of the orcs and stuff like that to sort of infiltrate some of the higher ranking ones and kind of do some bidding for you. I've only come across one chap that does that, and his name's Ratbag.
Yeah, that's a scripted story. One, it's not till you get to the second area that you unlock the powers to do that to any orc. So you have to get there's two large areas. You're probably in the first area. Once you complete the part of the story, you go into the second area, and you unlock more of your powers, and then you've got your full abilities to start.
So I've not really been moving the story on. I've been doing a lot of the side missions running about.
Once you unlock the second area, you should be close to having all your powers, and then you can just dick about as much as you want.
Okay, so I'm probably better kind of doing the story mission first.
Maybe that's why I got fed up with it. Then.
Yeah. Well, that would appear to be.
Blah 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 blah.
You can. Do some random stuff with them now. I'd recommend. You'll have to get a few hours into the story yet, and then once you've unlocked that, you can go to the story.
See, I've been sort of. Is that somebody got music on in this?
But that sounds like a baby crying.
It did a little bit.
I think it's just. Well, yeah, unless Aaron's screaming.
I am really enjoying it. It is. You kind of, when you're in these kind of big battles, like for example, when you go to one of the strongholds, and you maybe get to a point where somebody rings the bell and like everybody attacks you, it's actually quite easy just by button mashing to get yourself out. You know, you can't eat, there's no requirement to be skilled in these different kind of combo moves.
If you get overrun, it tends to be able to attack you, but it works attacking you, it is quite easy. To be killed eventually, because like, you can take small amounts of them, but then there's a proper load of them on top of you. Unless you've got easiest setting.
No, I just went in the default, but there's push Y and P together. That seems to pretty much. It takes a lot longer. So I discovered that you could do that and then realized actually that's quite a bit crappy. What are you guys up to?
I'm going to go to a party because we're hearing Russell and all that screaming the microphones. It's not sounding good for your team. But no, like if you get properly overrun, it's quite challenging. Like there should be moments where you have to flee because there's too many.
Yeah, I think I did get to those a couple of times. So interestingly, and so we've been playing and we've been live for about 40 minutes, and Russell's been live on the show, and he just messaged me and said, "Are we live?"
Well done, Russell.
We just did that whole heist, and Russell has just realised that he was actually on the show.
You're in the strip club.
Yeah, I know that, but is there anything going on?
I think they'll all be in the strip club with you or outside. Someone's in the game with you.
I want to walk out.
Yeah. Yeah. Just mess about now.
Russell's asking, are we want to do any more heists?
If you tell them to set someone up, we'll join.
Yeah,
we're not really in the ability to set them up ourselves, so tell them that.
Okay, we might have time to do another heist before the show finishes.
Like random setups with them and whatnot as we chat nonsense.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
So Shadow Mordor, I really enjoying it. I think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth the £40 price tag that you're still playing in some places.
No game really is.
No. But you can pick it up on. I think it's actually currently sitting in CD Keys and G2A for about £20. That is Russell's car. Yeah. I don't know why it's sitting there. He's not.
No, he's
in the strip club.
He's in the strip club. Let's go and put his car somewhere. Put in the railway line or something.
I was a bit shocked to find Gollum in it as well, actually.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that at all. It's pretty cool. Chiz, what have you been playing recently?
The past wee while, I have been playing The Last of Us Remastered on the PS4 again, but on Grounded, which is the hardest setting.
Okay.
Which basically takes away your HUD, so you kind of have to memorise how many bullets you've got in your guns at the time, and it makes it a lot hard. Basically, one hit and you're basically dead. Things to actually your resources are a lot more scarce, so it's basically harder. Any ammo lying about the place, not many things you can use to upgrade your battery equipment and craft things. And you don't have that ability to like hear through walls and like a lot of it used to be, well, I didn't use it the first time I played the game anyway because I didn't particularly like it, but you can have like an ability where if you stop for a second I think and press one of the stalks and it's Joel will actually hear folk through walls and can you basically see them through walls, which I wasn't a fan of and didn't use anyway on my first playthrough. So, but I'm really enjoying it on Grounded because it's just really challenging, but kind of feels like a zombie apocalypse kind of would be anyway, to a certain degree.
If
I was still like a person knew what he was doing in that situation. I'm on my second playthrough of the game, but it's kind of cool like seeing certain things that I missed. It was the first time round, for example, there's a point where you meet another kid and he's picking up a toy robot and his brother, who's protecting him, tells him to drop the robot because obviously it's not needed, it's not useful or anything like that. And then I remember later in the story, Ellie actually picks up the robot, Ellie has the robot on her and hands it to him at a later date. So I was watching her and she was standing by the robot. I could just after this kid had been told to drop it. I was just kind of interested to see if you could see her actually grab the robot, or it just kind of like appears in her bag later on.
Okay.
So I was watching her, and she was standing by it, and then I turned back, and I just saw her get the robot was gone, and her getting back to her knees as if she snuck it in her bag without you watching either.
Right,
it was just like
cool.
Just a really kind of subtle moment that in your first playthrough you wouldn't even really notice that at all.
Yeah.
But it was just like, but they've kind of thought of that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's full of nice little touches like that. But like as I say, if you've never played The Last of Us, I totally recommend it. Absolutely fantastic game. There's only really a couple of things that let it down for me is the kind of boss battle-ish bloaters, which are kind of too computer gamey and kind of annoying. Can he destroy the immersion? We farted. Jesus Christ.
Where's the train?
Yeah. You know where the dead hamster went then.
I'm have a short tail.
And what else? There's a few too many sort of scripted moments where you'll sneak through like a whole bunch of guys and all of a sudden they'll know where you are and start charging. You basically have to kill them all.
Okay.
And it kind of feels it should really give you the option to be sneaking and get through. But like at first, I thought it will. It was a glitch, so I replayed it. But no, there's like a certain section where it decides all the AI know where you are now, and you have to take them out,
okay.
Which kind of feels like a kick in the teeth after you've worked your ass off to sneak past them all, and then all of a sudden you still have to take them down. But yeah, but it's those are just slight little blemishes on a fantastic game.
Yeah.
And I say,
it's only PlayStation 4, unfortunately. That's the biggest thing that does it for me.
It's on the PlayStation 3 as well.
And 3, but it's not on the Xbox, is what I mean.
No, it's not. It's Naughty Dog, which are basically owned by Sony,
yeah,
I think. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Sam, you maybe just screwed yourself there because that guy would have driven away out the station.
Can I not?
No.
Oh, no, he wouldn't have done because there's a car in the way, so
he
that
can't drive the
happened.
Trams.
No, but he would have actually driven away without if you hadn't shot him in the head, though.
I don't know if you tell Russell that you'll find his car in the under.
No.
Oh!
Is
it's
off.
Moving up. They just drive through it. Yeah. No, his car's gone. His car's now on the front.
Classic.
Yeah, you can see the sparks going in the distance, I think. The Last of Us. Totally recommend it if you have a PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I'd quite like to see it on the Xbox, because pretty much that's about the only game at the moment that's making me want to buy a PlayStation 4, and I just can't justify a 300 quid expense for a 40 quid game.
Yeah.
Well, you're just not beat crap, man.
But technically he wants two games.
Okay, we're going to move on to the, because we don't appear to be going into any other games here. So, this podcast and all the others on the wonderful British Tech Network is brought to you by the fantastic people at UK2. They provide everything that we use, bandwidth and all that kind of junk. They provide all the streaming, the servers, everything like that. They allow us to have all of our old shows available for you at any time. They're absolutely superb. If you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/UK2, that'll take you straight to the UK2 website. If you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com and click on the sponsors link in the top menu, you'll be able to see all the voucher codes and things like that for to get money off VPNs, VPS, domains, DNS, all that kind of stuff. It's awesome. So please visit them. Also, try and remember and use britishtechnetwork.com/UK2 when you're logging into your account once you become a customer. Because then we get the kudos for sending you, and that's awesome. The other people I just want to thank is the fantastic people over at... that's looking weird. I don't know why that one... Hang on, I'm just going to fix this banner here because it shouldn't look that weird. I apologise, 100TB. There we go, just fixed that banner there. It's probably not very centred, but it's not really the point. It's there because these are the guys that are sponsoring this new live stream. If you are listening to the live stream, thank you very much. And thank you, thank 100TB.com for that live stream. They are putting up all the servers and the bandwidth and things like that for us to get this stream straight to you. If you're watching this just now... Sorry?
Just said cheers.
Yes, it is very good of them. If you're watching this just now and you maybe had tried the live stream in the past and realised, it's like 2 minutes back, you didn't know what was going on. This one has been tested. It's 3 seconds all over the world. Week past Thursday, we did a test with Doc Rock in Hawaii. He was on the Mac show that afternoon, and we actually got him to turn the speakers up, and you could hear it within 2 seconds of Doc actually saying something, and then echoed back to him again. It was coming from Hawaii over to Birmingham, into the UK, and then 100TV were then streaming it back across the pond in 3 seconds. Absolutely superb, lightning. These are the guys, if you want to do anything about like co-location services and CDNs and all that kind of stuff, they're absolutely superb. So head on over to 100TV.com and let them know that British Tech Network sent you. So thank you very much for that. And finally, I just want to thank you, good listener, for supporting us on Patreon. If you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/Patreon, and you can donate anything you want there. You can donate anything from a dollar upwards. Anything that you give us really, really helps set up this network. You'll notice since about a year ago now, we've been doing Patreon, and you hopefully will have seen some massive changes to the network in the last 12 months. And that's all because of you guys giving us a dollar, $2, $3, whatever you can afford on Patreon. It's really, really appreciated. So thank you very much for that.
Steve types in, your link for the live show is broken. Is one post on Facebook or something.
The link for the live show is broken.
Yeah.
Is
there anyone in there?
Yes, yeah, there is.
Better.
I don't think the link for the live show is broken. At least nobody has alerted me to this before that, which would be handy if they did. So I am just playing the live show just now. and it's working fine. So
his computer's broken.
Absolutely fine. I'm now looking at the live show. So you can see that we're a second and a half behind there.
But
so
thanks for giving us that information promptly.
Steve. Yeah, I know. 52 minutes into the show, and Steve tells us now. That's
he probably did send it then. I just noticed the text.
Okay, so the link's working, and maybe it's just that.
Part we've got in the way.
The chat room's just telling me that actually it's working absolutely fine. So thank you very much, chat room.
Cheers, guys.
For letting us know the stream's working absolutely fine. So thank you very much. So it's Cameron in the chat room. Thank you for letting us know. Guys, how are you getting on doing any other heists? Pretty much that's the show. If you guys are going to do something interesting, then we're going to...
Well, we're going to try and do a heist, but it keeps mucking up for some reason.
Well, no, it's... I think we need to send us another invite because the current one's not working.
Send us an invite. Current one's not working.
You know what? We maybe do that another time. We'll just close the show. So that's pretty much all there is to say. Thank you very much for coming along and listening. We will be doing this live on the live stream. We're getting some really good feedback from it. So thank you very much, those of you who have taken the time.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
That's phenomenal. I thought it was tedious.
It's really good feedback from the live stream. So it's absolutely superb. Thank you very much for coming along and listening. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We really appreciate it, everybody. Please head on over to iTunes and throw us a review. It really, really helps our ratings, specifically if you write something. Even if you just write something mildly offensive or very offensive, it doesn't really matter. Please send give something in iTunes because it really, really helps raise our show up to other people. There's a couple of things I just want to mention before we finish. The Bash this year is on the 4th of July. Tickets are available. If you head on over to BritishTownNetwork.com and you will see a link at the top of the page, which is Bash. You can go in there. Tickets are £20. That's the same as every year, although we've dropped the price. But you get the same for your money as we do every year. I'm probably quite confused about this. You get the same for your money. So it was £25 last year. You get that's free entry to the hall, or rather entry to the hall, I should say, because it's not free because you're paying £25. Entry to the hall, and it's all your food and your drink for the day. Kids are free. Under 16s are free. Then there's the curry on the Friday night as well.
Which is worth everything.
Yep.
Just go for the curry. It's phenomenal.
Yes, the curry is absolutely superb. You pay a £10 deposit on that, and that just comes off your bill at the end of the night.
Oh, beautiful.
4th of July... and that is in a little village called Water Orton, just outside Birmingham. Lovely little village, and it's the same hall that we've had the Bash in for the last couple of years. Absolutely superb. If you want to follow us, you can follow the network at British Tech on Twitter. You can follow me at Paul Wheatley. Sam, you're not doing your Twitter handle anymore, are you?
I don't. Look, you can follow me at Dr. Naxty Flaps, but I look at it once or twice a year and post nothing.
You can head on over to our Google Plus page. Just go over to Google Plus and search for British Tech Network.
Enjoy yourselves there.
And enjoy yourselves, because we will look at that once every 2 or 3 months. And and it's probably pretty much it. And we may mention, in fact, we always have mentioned everything that somebody has said in Google Plus, but that's because there's like 4 things and we mentioned it about 2 months after they actually were posted. But if you want to actually interact with us, Facebook page is the way to go. So if you head on over to Facebook and search for Gamer Show on Facebook,
we're actually pretty lively on
Facebook. There's a lot goes on in our Facebook page. Actually, I set up a vanity URL for that, so britishthenetwork.com/Facebook. You can go to the British Tech Facebook page, and on there is a link to the Gamer Show Facebook page, or just search Facebook. Search Facebook for the Gamer Show. And we're quite active there, so you should be able to see us. That's us. I think our next show that we do will be our 3-year anniversary, guys.
Seriously?
Yeah, 3 years we've been doing this crap.
Is there anyone, apart from like Ed and abnormal people, that have been listening the entire time?
Well, apart from the fact that I'm related to them, I'm fairly sure my cousin Ross has been listening the whole time.
Yeah, but we all know about Ross.
Give us a shout if you've been listening from day one. We appreciate you reaching out to us. We're going to make up people that do if you don't. So,
also, I want you to justify yourself as to why you're still listening.
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. I hope you've enjoyed that. We're going to try and do, as we said the last time, we're going to do games as we do the show in the future.
Suggestions for games would be helpful as well.
It's a good idea.
If any sort of game you reckon we should play, let us know.
Yep, definitely.
Or like any kind of little tasks or challenges to do in a game. That'd be quite fun.
Yeah, do that. So if there's some kind of challenge you want us to do in Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead, or anything really.
Make a Fritzl dungeon in The Sims.
Exactly, Fritzl dungeon in The Sims, that's the way to go. Thank you very much for joining us, and good night.
Toodles, boodles.